Major League Baseball officials are expected to announce today what punishment, if any, Sammy Sosa will face. The Chicago Cubs star was ejected from a game Tuesday for using a corked bat. Sosa says he used the illegal bat to dazzle fans at batting practice and picked it out for the game by mistake. Last night, Sosa received a standing ovation from fans at Wrigley Field. Before the game, he spoke with reporters.
It's a mistake. We're all human, and we all made a mistake. Nobody's perfect in this world.
Alan Berra is a columnist for the New York Times and author of Clearing the Bases, the Greatest Baseball Debates of the Last Century. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got another debate here. This is not the first time a corked bat's been used in baseball, but it's been a while since somebody's been caught.
Well, let's see. I believe there's 9 known instances of corked bats being used. That doesn't even count veteran players like Norm Cash, the old Tigers first baseman back in the 1960s, who admitted he won the batting title while using a corked bat. So I imagine there's probably been a lot more than 9 over the years.
Yeah, those are the ones caught. Just how widespread do you think it really is?
Oh, I don't think it's that widespread because, number one, it's very difficult to do, and number two, as we saw yesterday with Sosa, the bat tends to shatter a lot. So there's a great risk. I don't think it's that widespread, but I would say that, let's say marginal to very good hitters have, like Norm Cash.
Well, a lot of players
have used the bat over the years.
A lot of players have looked for an edge. You know, pitchers scuff the ball, for example.
Oh, that's an accepted part of baseball, at least on the other side of the field. From, let's say, the 1890s up to World War I, it was very common for pitchers to use spitballs, scuff balls, Vaseline balls, shoe polish balls, and God knows worse than that. Most of those things were banned by about 1920. Since then, it's part of baseball to kind of accept the pitcher with the Vaseline ball or the scuff ball. I mean, if the umpire sees him doing it, he's going to get fined or thrown out of the game. But nobody holds it against him because it's a skill to be able to throw a pitch like that, to master the grease ball or Vaseline ball. And it's usually done by a veteran pitcher who, is trying to extend his career by a few years.
Sosa will likely be suspended for a time.
I would guess so. I do think that there's been entirely too much made of this, and I think Sammy Sosa has really done enough in his career to earn our goodwill and maybe the benefit of the doubt, let's say.
Yeah, well, he's had one of the best reputations.
This is the first instance of something like that, and there is going to be a thorough investigation, and let's wait to see if there's any other kind of proof that might support the allegation that Sammy's a cheater.
Still a Hall of Fame candidate?
Oh, there's no question he's a Hall of Fame candidate. I mean, if we toss people out of the Hall of Fame for cheating or rumors of cheating or whatever, I think we'd probably depopulate the Hall by about half.
Thanks. Alan Berra is a columnist for the New York Times and author of Clearing the Bases, the Greatest Baseball Debates of the Last Century.